The surgeries, which are being done by foreign specialist surgeons with the help of local doctors, started today with three women going under the knife to correct a condition that has afflicted them for years. Obstetric fistula, a hole in the birth canal sustained during childbirth, is a common maternal morbidity that impacts thousands of women in developing countries each year. It affects between 50,000 and 100,000 women each year, mostly in developing countries. Mostly the women who live through these complications may suffer incontinence, infections, kidney disease, and a foot drop, which reduce the ability to walk as a result of nerve damage. Additionally, the majority of women with obstetric fistula deliver stillborn babies. The condition is entirely preventable and has been eliminated in Western countries since the turn of the 20th century, yet the launch in Chinoy today of the campaign to help end obstetric fistula in Zimbabwe. National coordinator of the outreach program, Fortune Mabandi, with the Women and the Health Alliance International, says women has been reaching out in huge numbers wanting to get operated on. She said for this campaign, over 300 women who have been living with the condition for years have signed up for surgery. Act 1, Mabandi.
Mainly because the people that are affected by obstetric fistula are the very marginalized young girls who are turned into brides before their time. So they've been given a new lease of life by having this surgery. They are, because this young girl is not yet equipped to give birth. She is still underdeveloped. Her body is forced to do something that's not the right time.
Mabandi says it is said that young poor girls who have been given off as in early marriage are some of the women turning up for help.
Mainly because the people that are affected by obstetric fistula are the very marginalized young girls who are turned into brides before their time. So they've been given a new lease of life by having this surgery. They are, because this young girl is not yet equipped to give birth. She is still underdeveloped. Her body is forced to do something that's not the right time.
Mabandi says although they started slow with only three operations today, the campaign hopes by the end of August, more than 45 women would have been operated at the hospital. Mabandi said the foreign surgeons are going to capacitate local doctors so that the program can continue to help long-suffering women long after they have left the country.
We follow whatever normal procedure the hospital requires us to follow. We don't bring in new procedures. The normal admission procedures, the only special thing is we're bringing in a specialist surgeon who's also coming to build capacity within our doctors here in Zimbabwe.
Women and the Health Alliance International is working in conjunction with the Chinoy Provincial Hospital, the Ministry of Health and their partners from the United Nations on the Obstetric Fistula campaign. The program, which will run from August 18 to August 31, is looking to assist women throughout the country with free transportation, boarding, consultations and the surgeries being provided by the organizations. An obstetric fistula is a serious internal organ injury sustained during childbirth, leaving women with urinary and other internal scars. Some women have lived with the condition for over 20 years. According to WOW, so far 70 women have been assisted with fistula operations since the beginning of the year. The WOW program is part of a 5-year national campaign to end obstetric fistula in Zimbabwe. Reporting for Studio 7 in Chinoy, this is Arthur Chigoriwa.